it is now time for our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, another thought-provoking conversation. The age of consent in Jamaica. There is now call for the age of sexual... hold on. The age of sexual consent in Jamaica should be raised from 16 to 18. It was only a matter of weeks or days in the past that Senator Damien Crawford also brought this into Parliament. There is some pushback. But what is it is that they're saying in light of a number of teen girls leaving school after becoming pregnant, they want the age of consent to move from 16 to 18. Joining us this morning is Miss Audrey Budai, former Director of Children and Family Program at Children Protection and Family Service Agency. She's also the former manager of trafficking in person. She once worked for the Ministry of National Security. She has now joined us. Introduce our guest, Anthony.
Well, as you said, Raskin, our special guest on Mic Check this morning is Audrey Budai. Audrey is a multi-tier professional. She's a mediator and a negotiator. She has an extensive background as a social and community development specialist and a child protection practitioner. She's currently the director of children and family programs at the Children Protection and Family Services Agency. We welcome Ms. Budai to Groovin' Radio.
Good morning, Audrey. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you, and hope all is well.
Indeed, all is well. I was in Jamaica this morning before we move forward.
In Jamaica, where I am, is sunny and bright, and we are grateful.
This is a troubling conversation. It's a thought-provoking conversation. It's not new. For years, we have heard about the age of consent in Jamaica. For years, and not only in Jamaica, for years, we have had a problem with teen pregnancy. And we have, you know, it is now time. I think it's now time that we take a serious look at this matter. The age of sexual consent in Jamaica. It stands at 16 as we speak. There's numerous calls for the age of consent to raise to 18. In light of many, a lot of young girls leaving school after becoming pregnant, this has once again hit the news when Senator Damien Crawford brought it up recently in Jamaica. Tell us, what is really going on? You're on the ground in Jamaica. What are you hearing? What are you seeing, Miss Audrey?
All right. Thank you for having me, and hello to everyone. Morning, and I hope all is well on your side as well. Mm-hmm. Just want to say that I am former director of Children and Family Programs at the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, but having spent over 25 years as a practitioner, I can understand why I'm still associated in that position. Mm-hmm. Just a quick background, though. The Jamaica signed the Convention on the Rights of the Child, right? Mm-hmm. And earlier, like from about 1989. Mm-hmm. And after that, we had the Child Care and Protection Act out of that agreement in 2004. Mm-hmm. So it is recognized internationally that planning for the care of the nation's children and so must go beyond the provision of educational and healthcare services, mm-hmm. and must address what you have just spoken about, every aspect, mm-hmm. of their well-being, right? Mm-hmm. And their quality of life. My information, sir, is the age of consent was once 14. Mm-hmm. 14, mm-hmm. and it was raised to 16 in 1988 because it was felt from the practitioners that as we strive to protect children from pedophiles, mm-hmm. we think that at 13 they were not able, mm-hmm. They were ill-equipped to negotiate sex and sexual relationship and so on. So that is how come we are at 16 now. Because at the onset of the Child Care and Protection Act, I must tell you and tell your listeners, it was a headache. Because Jamaica, we had varying ages. 16 for this, 14 for this, 20 for that, and so on. So in while they were negotiating, they touched the different elements. So I want to say that because the thinking was that as adolescents go through a transition to adulthood, and as they grow, they require support, guidance, and all the opportunities to grow. When we signed the Convention on the Rights of the Child, one of the area of convention in terms of development and survival is that children as they grow and young people as they grow, they should be able to participate and articulate and involve in matters that affect and concern them based on their development and their ability to articulate that. So the Convention on the Rights of the Child asks government to respect the evolving capacities of adolescents and give them opportunities to participate in decision making as they grow. So basically that's my opening, and just to say that in order to do this though, they need skills, life skills that help them make decisions in their families, community, and importantly, their own life.
No, you know, and I'm happy that you brought up the past age of consent, which is 14. And Anthony, can you believe there was a time in Jamaica where they'll tell you that the age of consent is 14? That is a child. That is a child, Audrey. But no, in light of everything that we have seen, and in light of the developments over the years, and allegations over the years, when you look at trafficking, human trafficking, trafficking of minors, especially young girls, when you look at teen pregnancies in Jamaica, when you look at even poverty, because some of these young girls who are having these babies, they cannot even take care of themselves. And then you have people, you have groups that have pushed back on things like this. How important it is, Audrey, for everyone at the table to understand that even at 16 years old, that child is still a minor. Because in order for you, and let me just shift focus for a moment here. In order for you to rent a car in the United States, you have to be 25. To vote, I think it's 18, Anthony, or 21. 18 or 21, right? Yeah, 18, yeah. 18. To vote is 18. To drive a car, it's 21. To get a driver's license. No. Which one it is 21? There's one of them that is 21. But all I'm saying...
to rent a car.
Yes, but now what I'm saying, Audrey, it's important that these age match the person's experience. You can't have babies having babies. Why are people not saying yes to this? Huh?
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead.
It's something that you have to think about and look widely and not just maybe one-dimensional. It's when you look at the teenage pregnancy, if you're going to go there, the rate is now set at 70 births per 1,000. And my understanding is that means that every 1,000 live births, 70 are to teenage mothers. Also, studies are being done now, because as you correctly say, we had to look at what was happening, you know, early 90s, early 2000, and as we evolve, right, different things crop up. So nothing is wrong in having ideas contend.
Mm.
We have to put some things on the table, and this one is on the table. Other ideas must be. So it's not as if, okay, people are not taking it on or so on. We all have to look at the situation through different lens. The lens of those persons who are putting something else on the table is that the studies that we have now is that there is really a reduction in teenage pregnancy in Jamaica. So is it that we're looking at the capacity of these young people to not negotiate? And what else can we put on the table that will help to cushion or a pillar that we can put in policy, maybe legal and so on, that we would be able to cushion this, you know, seesawing that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Later in your program, and depends on how the conversation goes, we tell you what has been put in place over the period and maybe can ratchet up, scale up or so as we move towards putting down the whole question of teenage pregnancy. But let the conversation continue. But I just wanted to say, not because people are putting some other things on the table, we will not reach where we are if we did not have the kind of ideas contending.
Indeed, indeed. One second, Anthony. A little correction here, and I got this from a former member of the NYPD. The 21 age is for drinking. So 18 for voting in the United States, 21 for drinking in the United States, and 25 to rent a car in the United States. Thank you so much, Dean, for that one. Anthony, go ahead now.
Yes, good morning again, Audrey. When I remember as a youngster attending high school in Jamaica, there were lots of instances of teacher-student relationships.
Mm.
Now, what I wanted to understand is about the pushback, and I wanted to ask you the question, based on, I mean, you've already said that there's been a reduction in teenage pregnancies, but the question I wanted to ask you is that when we move from the 14 to the 16, did we see more pedophiles being arrested, being prosecuted for these relationships? Because we always see, you know, men especially having relationships with these teenage girls, and some of them, you know, it got to be in a situation where they're pregnant. But is it prosecuted, or we just turn a blind eye to it? Because that's the way I see it from where I sit.
I beg to differ. I beg to differ strongly.
Mm.
If you go through, and remember, I am a community and practitioner for vulnerable people. However, so I do not know the legislation, and I can't take you to section 6B, 3B or so.
Right.
We had wanted to have had someone or someone who would be basically be able to just tap you into the specialist area.
Right.
But, you know, we had to redo the timing of this interview.
Yeah.
I can say, though, that over the years that I have been involved, and over the years that from you, maybe your child quite younger, or me and other persons listening in, you cannot say that the legislative agenda have not been able to move with emerging issues. Maybe not as fast as we want, but the legislative agenda takes some time because you have to hear all ideas and so on. When we were just in the last year and a half, I think, or 2 years, we, the Child Protection and Family Services Agency wanted to do something with the amendment to the Act. It went to legislative, it went to Joint Select Council. Recently, the Sexual Harassment Act and so on. So we, every time a new situation emerges and it's affecting the lives of our people, I must say the discussion and the legislation and the policy people try to come together to move the act. So I wouldn't fully say that nothing has happened. Persons have been, and I do not have that number, mm-hmm. but persons have been convicted, persons have been charged, persons have been dealt with by the law. Mm. And remember, we even, and a lot of the lobbies came, the lobby came from abroad with the Sexual Offences Act, mm-hmm. do you recall?
Mm-hmm.
And also, remember, we did not even have our register. You recall?
Mm-hmm.
And all of those things were from people like you and your community abroad and the people locally and the practitioners, just like we are having now.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a number of persons who have been convicted. We do have a number of persons who have been put through the court. Mm-hmm. We do have the different kinds, cyber, everything we try to put in place to see, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. as a country to combat whenever we see anything that is going to be injurious mm. to our people and our most vulnerable. So I will say that not fast enough.
Mm.
And as advocates and so on, the advocates are pushing
mm.
and so on. So should be the parliamentarians. So should be your active diaspora.
Mm.
So I agree that I will always agree.
Mm.
Always agree that we have to move and move the tempo faster
right.
and so forth. But I usually don't agree
right.
if people think that the slate is clear, is like the paper is empty.
Okay, and that's fair. So we will say not fast enough. We will.
I would agree.
Okay, we will say not fast enough. Maybe nothing is a strong word to use, but let's stick with not fast enough. Well, let me just give a program note here. Program note, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Groovin' Radio. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. The conversation this morning is surrounding the age of sexual consent in Jamaica. There is now call for the age to move from 16 to 18. It was once at 14. It now stands at 16. But in light of a high number of teen girls leaving school after becoming pregnant, Senator Damian Crawford is calling for the age of consent to go up to 18. Joining us this morning is Miss Audrey. How do you pronounce your last name?
Budai.
Miss Audrey Budai.
The youngsters said Budai.
Yes, Budai. Former director of Children and Family Program at Children Protection and Family Service, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there's a lot of allegations in Jamaica, Miss Budai. A lot of allegations in Jamaica. Some, while I was in school in Jamaica, and Anthony mentioned this, we have seen girls who attended high school, various high schools in Jamaica, and were doing exceptionally well in sports, just disappear. And when the question comes up, whatever happened to Jackie? Whatever happened to Marianne? Oh, she got pregnant. She got pregnant by the coach. And I think that's where Anthony's coming from when he says nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has happened. But Anthony, we're not going to use the word nothing. Mm-hmm. We would say it's not fast enough. But when we look in the United States and we look at what happened to the young ladies on the U.S. gymnastic team, people went to jail, and not just went to jail for a very, very long time. Massive fines have been leveled. But when we sit here in the diaspora and even in Jamaica, people will tell you that the punishment is not harsh enough because it continues. It continues, and it continues in certain areas in Jamaica that I don't think I would even want to venture into. So how do we get the current number, Audrey? How do we get the current numbers from the inner city communities when these young ladies get pregnant? When these young ladies fall out of school because they've been abused by sexual predators, how do we get those numbers?
Okay, so as I was saying before, I don't want to be put in a situation where I am defending anything like this.
Right.
Because my life is advocacy for the most vulnerable.
Fully understand.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So I do not want to be put in such a situation. Mm. Maybe I can help to coordinate a program where you'll have maybe the legal persons and the lawyers, and they are not afraid to come on to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I agree with you that we have youngsters, a lot of teenagers, mm-hmm. that teenage young ladies would have leave school mm-hmm. or leave their program because of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But as I was saying to you before, mm-hmm. that what the statistician or those persons are seeing is that it has been coming down mm-hmm. in terms of if we are going to teenage pregnancy and leaving school. Because right now, RGD, as an upgrade, do bedside registration. So persons are now going to looking at what RGD will come out with in terms of their recorded consistency mm-hmm. in the bedside registration
mm-hmm.
because the advocates are now saying that they are seeing a decline in births to teenagers over the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. Now, as an advocate myself,
mm-hmm.
it is still too high.
Yeah.
It is definitely still too high.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it is the young ladies, it's the girls that are prevented from completing school. And I just want to put in a sidebar here
mm-hmm.
where I know, as former director of children and family programs,
mm-hmm.
where we have had youngsters in a transitional living program
mm-hmm.
and persons were leaving, and when we look at the numbers, it was because they became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is a program in Jamaica that is growing and growing and growing, even though we do not want to encourage, no, don't get me wrong, teenage pregnancy.
Mm.
But when you see the thing happen, you have to put something in place.
Mm.
You have to have a catchment.
Right.
And the there's a center, the Children Resource Center, that is established, and they have been able to support young ladies to get back into school.
Mm-hmm.
And that had to be a big advocate, don't you, you know, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Big, big advocacy, because, of course, you know, the school policy and this and that, and they couldn't get back. There are young ladies going back to school.
That's great. They are
counseling pregnant at the women's resource centers.
Mm-hmm.
That the young boys, that is what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
We are not yet seeing, and I can't put my head on the block for that, that it's older men and real pedophiles.
Right.
We are seeing that there are sexual, because you can't be consensual sex. There are some sexual relationship between persons within that age cohort.
Okay, Miss
right?
Miss Budai, Audrey, hold on 1 second. The computers are going to take over. Hold your thoughts. When we come back after the 11 o'clock hour, I want to continue here. And I also want to talk a little bit about human trafficking before you go, and what is that like in Jamaica these days. Miss Audrey Budai is our special guest this morning. Stay where you are, Audrey.
Blessed love, this is Dwayne Stevenson from Augustown. And anytime I find myself in a New York state of mind, you know, I always tune in to Groovin' Radio, night or day. I saw we play. Keep it grooving.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dwayne Stevenson, for bringing us up at this final point, the final 25 minutes of our Grooving Radio's presentation this Saturday morning. Just want to send some prayers out before we move along this morning to Miss Celine Dion, legendary singer Miss Celine Dion. Well, Anthony, this past week she broke the news that she was diagnosed with a neurological disease. It's called stiff person syndrome. And Celine Dion said at the time, her body just freezes up. So we're wishing Miss Celine Dion all the very best. We're back in our featured segment, Mic Check, this Saturday morning. Our very special guest this Saturday morning is Miss Audrey Bodai. She is the former director of Children and Family Program at Children Protection and Family Services, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Turner is a part of the conversation, and the conversation is surrounding the age of sexual consent in Jamaica, which was once 14. It's now up to 16, and there are more calls for it to go up to 18. Welcome back, Audrey.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for having me. Just want to say, yes, I agree with your special prayers. You know that when she came to Jamaica, that was one of the largest show for foreign persons at the Trelawney Stadium. Mm-hmm. It was real something. Everybody went out. So let us let me get back to something quickly before you turn to the other subject.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to say something because in DOMREP, mm-hmm. Right, and somebody sent it to me. In DOMREP, the age of consent is now 18.
Mm-hmm.
They have the highest teen pregnancy rate in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And it is saying here that 20% of mm-hmm. all births are to teen mothers. So it's not as black and white as we see.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I would like to say and close off in that part of the discussion, if you will,
mm-hmm.
is that we do need to have frank discussions around and about sex to help our young people to make wise decisions mm-hmm. and protect themselves. We need to help the parents to feel confident to talk about sex, sexual relationship,
mm-hmm.
to be able to negotiate and so on, whether or not to put it to 21 or 25.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're talking about in Jamaica, especially with the social workers and so on, is to look at early stages of the environment that our children are growing up in.
Mm-hmm.
You have something there, I think it's Dr. Burke, mm-hmm. Nadine Burke-Harris. They were talking about adverse childhood experiences
mm-hmm.
and every single thing around that says that some things that happen in your community, in your environment, in your schools, in your household mm-hmm. affect you straight through life, even given lifestyle illnesses when you get older. So mm-hmm. we are saying push the health and education life HFLE program in school,
mm-hmm.
upgrade those sort of things, allow social workers to get some more capacity building,
mm-hmm.
and let us talk the talk. Let the people know what is happening so they can negotiate. I think in America, is your people start, they what, say no to drugs?
Mm-hmm.
We can do whatever it is.
Indeed.
But we can talk to the persons. And we find that more and more when we have those conversations,
mm-hmm.
the young persons are able to take wise decisions.
Indeed.
No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about the reason why some people push back, as you asked earlier, mm-hmm. is that you don't want to more criminalize the young people. Because although you say it, we do not have the statistic to show mm-hmm. that is the older men is at that high stage.
Mm-hmm.
It is sex between persons within the age group. But as we say,
mm-hmm.
we will work with it and we like the conversation mm-hmm. and it will continue.
You know, Audrey and Anthony, we must have these conversations. There are many people who shy away from having these conversations for whatever reasons are. But as you look over the years and what have transpired in countries like Jamaica, and we can speak of Jamaica, I spend almost 20 years of my life there in Jamaica, and I observe a lot of things. I went to school in Jamaica, briefly worked in Jamaica, and when I look at certain situations, And you know, when I come to Jamaica and I see babies having babies, it is very troubling, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why sometimes we say nothing, but rightfully say we're not going to use the word nothing anymore. We are saying it's not happening. It's not happening mm-hmm. fast enough. Anything else before we close this house, Anthony? We want to transition a little bit into human trafficking.
Yeah. One of the things that I think to just bring some clarity on the issue, when we talk about the age of consent, you know, we're talking about the minimum age at which an individual is old enough to legally consent to participate in sexual activities. Now, with technology, what it is, and everybody on phones and smartphones, and people participating in phone sex, how this factors into the whole thing?
Well, with the technology and so on, we have been able to, and you are going to go into trafficking, we have been able to look at, as I mentioned earlier, the Sexual Offences Act, but we also have the Cyber Crimes Act of 2007, the Child Pornography Prevention Act of 2009, and I've been able to use some of those acts in terms of harmonizing other legislation that would criminalize. Mm. And as we go, we all are jittering over what happened between within the COVID time, both in America, both in Europe, everywhere, in terms of how people now were using the technology to get into phone and sex trafficking and all that kind of thing. So definitely we're going to look again at these legislation and see where those can be amended and upgraded.
You know, Audrey, before we close out the whole age of consent, I had a recent interview with the principal of St. Andrew Technical High School, Dr. Worrell, and you know, the fact you also brought up COVID. He said one of the issues that schools, especially schools like his school, St. Andrew Technical, have in Jamaica and had coming out of COVID-19 is that when school was fully reopened, he said that it was only about 70% of the student body came back to school. Some of them had moved to the country. Some of them had gotten jobs. But he said a high number, a very high number, of teen girls got pregnant during the whole COVID-19 pandemic. So that is also something that's troubling. And I think ministries in Jamaica, like the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of National Security, probably should start taking a deeper look on these situations. Because if 70%, Anthony, of a school, if it's only 70% of the student body had returned, why weren't we just hunting down these people to find out where they really are? And then when you hear that a lot of the girls were pregnant and that's the reason why they never came back to school, it is very frightening. Let's transition into our closing piece now, Audrey. Trafficking, human trafficking in Jamaica. What are you hearing and what is it like these days?
Because it is such a difficult area to pin down, we realize that you have a moving target. So as we move towards combating and ensuring that we move trafficking in persons from our shores, it's very difficult with, as you say, globalization, people moving from borders to borders, easier to travel and so on. The work is difficult. So persons have been saying that where are you finding your majority of persons? But when we from the administration of the secretariat and so, and the task force look at trafficking in that sort of format, we look at what are some of the push factors, the pull factors and so on. And I'm glad you mentioned St. Andrew High School, because what we're doing and we have already started, but we are going to be moving more in having the conversation, having debates, having sensitization more and more and more within the school population. And just to make an update, I am not GIS, but I heard the Minister of Education this week talking about that they would have got back pretty much near the numbers that they couldn't find. They put something in place, mm-hmm. and they went out, just as what you're saying, mm-hmm. in the streets and in the valleys. And we are open as a Jamaican people, whoever, NGOs, wherever, to any new information, any new research, any new matters that you're doing in a more, you know, what you call your country, first world or industrialized or so on, mm-hmm. because you have, you know, you can do more research and you can get the information, and we ourselves mm-hmm. can also lead the way, because going to trafficking in persons, there was an MOU that was signed between the U.S. State mm-hmm. and the Jamaican government looking at child protection, and they signed an MOU called the Child Protection Compact Project. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have had implementing partners, and mm-hmm. that has helped the task force. And the task force is made up of ministries, departments, and agencies across Jamaica mm-hmm. to get out there to develop programs, develop how you treat with trafficking in terms of your national referral mechanism mm-hmm. and what you do and what you don't do, and how do you interview certain trafficking in persons, aye. Suspected victims or even victims. Mm-hmm. We do have a shelter. We are now moving towards another step in terms of a male shelter mm-hmm. and those things are happening. I know you are interested in terms of what is happening to missing persons, so you can ask your question on that, but I just wanted to push the plug for trafficking in persons, talking about our national task force and the work that it is doing.
You know, in terms of the whole, thank you so much, Audrey. And, you know, it was twice this morning that you gave us some updates. You gave us an update of a country in Central America where the age of the consent age is 18. And you just gave us some updates about what happened with some of those missing students. Thank you so much for that. We're going to close now with this part of the...
So you're going to take me on as your research assistant?
Definitely. Why not? I mean, you're kind of better than GIS, because GIS don't give us such quick update. but you know, I heard in the past that even sometime in these human trafficking thing in Jamaica, people were like being sold in Jamaica. Was that true, that, you know, they would find somebody in the country who somebody had like taken away from Kingston or from another parish and take them to another parish and trafficking them for sex and stuff like that? Were those stories true stories?
Trafficking does take in sexual exploitation, labor exploitation, and in other countries. Well, we don't see it much here in Jamaica, but selling organs and so on.
Whoa.
So we have to deal with, domestic servitude. So that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
That the domestic servitude, where you take somebody from country and bring them in and say you're going to send them to school and help them, and you turn them into household servants and so on, don't send them to school and so on. And as you correctly say, also sexual exploitation. But you know how I did say that I'm a negotiator.
Indeed.
So I don't talk in the absolute terms, because it can give the wrong impression and headlines can go out, and
indeed,
when people are doing their work, it can affect them. But we are seen as a country as source. We are seen as a country at as transit as well. And it does happen here. We have mashed down some of those. We have got a lot of convictions, but that's another discussion. And it's really important for us to talk more about it, because a number of things, including, as you say, the COVID period or so, what are we doing and how are we doing it?
Indeed.
But definitely it is prevalent here.
Oh, yeah. Well, Miss Audrey Budai, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. Happy holidays to you and the family. It's worthwhile having these conversations, Anthony, because we have to open up. We have to open up to having these conversations, because some people might be listening and say, whoa, all of that has been taking place in Jamaica. I didn't know anything about that. Didn't know that students were missing from school. Well, 7,000 students Up to about a month ago, 7,000 students have been missing from school since they were called back to school after the COVID-19 pandemic. And yes, there's still a teenage pregnancy issue in Jamaica, and that is why we want the age. I personally would like to see the age of consent go up to at least 18, because, again, 18 to vote here in the United States, 21 to drink here in the United States, 25 to rent a car in the United States. And yes, we heard about Elvis Presley and them back in the days, Anthony, where, you know, they married young people and stuff like that. But no, we're not going to support anything like that. We want adults to have children, not children having children. Miss Audrey Budai, thank you so much for joining us this morning, okay?
Thank you for bringing these forward, and let the ideas contend.
Indeed. Have a happy holiday. Take care.
Have a happy holiday yourself.
Indeed.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. One love. Well, Anthony Turner, we have come to the end of another Grooving Radio Experience production. Before you go, Anthony, anything else you want to share with us this morning? About the conversation?
Oh, well, I think it's a timely conversation. It's something that I have quietly to myself, you know, figure that it really needs to be moved, because I'm troubled by a lot of what some of those relationships between big men and the teenagers in Jamaica, 14, 15-year-old girls. And I think 16-year, you know, is a good age to move it to. It's not going to fix all the problems, but it at least will make some of these men, especially, start rethink their position when they engage with some of these young women.
And you know, Anthony, if the punishment is harsh, just like how now you hear folks like Bobby Montague calling now for hanging to come back in Jamaica because of the crime rate, if the punishment for impregnating or having sex with a minor, if it's a very harsh punishment, it may make people think, Anthony, before they act, huh? No, a little bit of politics, Anthony Turner. You saw where Donald Trump organization was found guilty by Tish James. You saw that?
Yeah, man, I saw that, and it's long overdue that something needs to stick. I mean, some people are saying he's like a Teflon Don.
Yeah.
I mean, understand that he was very strategic in terms of trying to put people in the judicial system to kind of protect him.
To suit him.
In a way that, you know, when he does what he does, he can always run to the justices to say, bail me out.
And they've bailed him out on many occasions, Anthony, and it's a very sad thing. As you see, our democracy has been tested here. A good victory this past week in the state of Georgia for Senator Raphael Warnock, beating a no-brainer, Herschel Walker. And then another troubling piece of news, Anthony, that I want to know how this happened. The former lieutenant governor, Brian Benjamin, right before the campaign started, news came that he was involved with some fraudulent situation, and he had to leave Kathy Hochul's team. They let him go. Well, this past week, Anthony, right after the midterm election, 2 weeks after, news came that all those charges were dropped. Mm-hmm. And now some people are saying that that was a political move by some people to get him off the ticket. I didn't even realize that he has Caribbean roots. So no, Mr. Brian Benjamin is freed of all those charges, huh?
But they going back to the Herschel Walker thing, that was very, very troubling. And I was watching the results as it came in, and I always choose to watch it on different platforms. I want to see what Fox is reporting, how they're reporting it on CNN, MSNBC. And I got frustrated because, I don't know, maybe they were trying to reel us in to keep watching, because they gave the impression that it was actually a lot closer than it was.
Yeah. Well, Anthony Turner, until next week, as always, thank you so much for your contribution. I have to now make room for the next presentation, which is going to be the Wake Up Radio team, and I have some charity work to do before we go. So you take
it. By the way, it's 1-0 Morocco.
Huh? Morocco? 1? Huh? Okay, Anthony, until next week. Yeah, take care.
All right, take care.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just move into the charity corner for a moment here and say the American Friends of Jamaica, the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies, they're getting ready for their gala, their 26th annual Legacy Gala, and this one is going to be taking place on Thursday, April 20th. I had to mention that, so for more information, call Miss Anne-Marie Grant and the team there at 212-759-9345. Before I go, ladies and gentlemen, stop by SY Grace right now between 11 and 2 p.m. There will be Chef K will be sampling some great tasting sorrel there for the holiday season. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Happy belated birthday to Carl B. Moxie. He turned 35 this past week. Understand that Chris the Master also celebrated a birthday. Groovin' Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Rasklem. Contributing to our presentation this Saturday morning, we went down to Brooklyn for our musical presentation, the music of the one and only Ras Shiloh. In our community engagement segment, we stopped in the Bronx at SNY Grace Caribbean Supermarket. They're giving back in a very big way to families and education. Store supervisor Miss Joanne Chung, she joined us this Saturday morning. We got news courtesy of the Jamaica Gleaner, Jamaica Now with Mr. Joe Vaughn Johnson. Anthony Turner joined us for Entertainment Report. He is our writer, and he joined us, and he provided the bio for our very special mic check guest this Saturday morning, Miss Audrey Budai. The conversation this morning, the sexual age of consent, should it raise up to 18 years old? Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hours, as I said before, it is Wake Up Radio team. The jam comes in at 1, link up at 6, and sound chat at 8. I'll see you tomorrow evening.